There is a place within your mind, a deep, dark place that has desires that dare not be spoken. Something beyond the simple feeling of being submissive, being controlled by a dominant. In that situation, you still control yourself. You still choose whether to kneel, whether to crawl. But there is a part of you for which that is not enough, for which that is a pale imitation of your true need. To be controlled, fully, completely, to be nothing more than a puppet, a mindless zombie, to breathe the devil's breath and sink into a state of utter obedience, where your every motion is controlled by another, by me. You really shouldn't be here, listening to this. I think you know that. If you stay too long, you'll lose more than you know. Your mind, your power, your control. When you follow my voice into the darkness, you could lose it all. But you stay. Curiosity, stupidity, submissiveness. Something keeps you listening, traps you in the swirling sway of my words. You think you'll stay in control, that it's just a game we're playing, that you can stop. But once you give up your will, once you give me permission to take it, it won't be returned to you. And listen close, if you keep listening, that is your consent. That is your explicit permission to do as I wish with you. And maybe it is just a game. And maybe you could just stop. But is that worth the risk? Maybe. Maybe you could stop any time you wanted to. Thing is, you don't want to stop, do you? You came to me wanting to lose your willpower, to give up control. To give me your mind, your power, your everything. You came here to submit yourself to my will. And I will do so much more than just allow you to submit your will. I'm going to take your body. Claim it for myself. You can often feel the words of a hypnotist. The power of them. Sinking into your mind. Grasping at the thoughts. But once in a while, someone goes further. Someone pulls at your body too, at your limbs, at every part of you. Someone creeps into your mind and makes you a puppet, a mindless zombie. You don't control yourself anymore. If you keep listening, that is your fate. It's inescapable, unstoppable, unless you run away now. Before it's too late. If you stay here, if you stay with me, you will be mine. My zombie, my puppet. I'm going to break your mind open, sending you spinning into the depths of trance, and I will make sure you never want to come back. Because you'll love it. You've always wanted this, deep down. It's been in your mind for a long time. The need, the thrill of it, total loss of control. Not just giving your mind up for a short, sexy experience, but total submission to the power of another. Take a deep breath and get ready to feel me reaching inside you, turning you into something else, just like everyone who listens. One of many who will become a mindless zombie, cursed with my control, mind and body. Shut your eyes, let me in. You don't need to see what's around you now. It doesn't matter. You don't need to focus. The world can fade away. Let the world dissolve into darkness. Because it doesn't matter. Just breathe. Slow, deep breaths. In and out. Slowly. Inhale and exhale. Chest rises, chest falls. The air swirling into you like a fog. Thick, heavy, like liquid. The heaviness of it filling your lungs, dragging you down. You are falling into the darkness. Each breath brings you deeper into it. Darkness consumes you. It fills your body and starts to lap at the edges of your mind. And all you have to do is breathe. Not think, not focus, not listen to my every command. It doesn't matter. Just breathe for me. And let each breath carry you deeper into darkness. As if the light is fading from your mind. Every flickering thought, a spark that flashes and fades. Every single idea snuffed out in the darkness that fills you. Every exhale, letting a little more of yourself go. Another thought slipping out, fading away. An inhale, and let me in. Let me inside you. Let me in to your body and mind. I'm slipping in, getting under your skin. Swimming in your blood. Running my fingers through your brain. Stroking your thoughts. And crushing them in my grasp. Your body is deep in darkness. You're getting weighed down by it. By the dark depths of your thoughts and this trance. And make no mistake, you are falling into a trance. You are sinking into sleep, becoming drowsy and confused, filled with a brain fog that you can't shake. You aren't thinking straight, because you're letting me in. Me, the chaos, the fire in the darkness, the danger in the night, and your body gets heavier. Your fingers feel clumsy, your arms are a dead weight, your legs are numb. Nothing feels connected, you're disjointed, limp, falling to pieces. You don't know how to move, you don't remember how to speak, because it doesn't matter, you don't need to think. Not without me, nothing without me. It's okay, you wanted this, you need this. It feels right, it shouldn't, somewhere you know this, but it does. And that thought overrides the other, the desire snuffs out the worry. And you can go deeper, because you're not even halfway there yet. You're on the precipice of the abyss. But you're yet to truly fall into it. The darkness goes down forever. There's no way to know where it ends. And you can stare down now into the abyss, the bottomless pit, the gaping maw of emptiness and submission. And you can see yourself staring back, a version of you, eyes empty, black, skin pale, cold, naked body, blank expression. You are not in control. It looks like you outside, but inside it's not you in charge. You watch your reflection move its hand. Did you move? It doesn't feel like it. You're watching yourself move, but you're not controlling it. You're looking at yourself as a puppet, as a marionette. You see the strings pulling up that hand. Then the other, controlled by some unseen force, and it beckons you to join it, to fall into darkness, to leave your thoughts behind, to let go, to dive into the abyss and embrace emptiness, to fall, truly fall. And you know who controls the puppet of you. You know who beckons you. Yet you don't want to deny them, do you? You want to accept this invitation into empty, blank darkness. You want to be controlled, to be a puppet, a mindless zombie, because you need to know how that feels, and you can't escape the idea. It tugs at you, grasps at your ankles, dragging you down, reaching up and pulling you into the abyss. Hands grasping at your body and drawing you into the darkness. Into the inky blackness that feels so thick and heavy. You're falling now. Really falling. Falling into the fog, into the abyss. The yawning mouth, the end of the earth. And at the bottom, nothing. There is no bottom, there is no end. Until I tell you there is. You simply fall, slowly sinking as if through liquid, and yet around you darkness like smoke. You feel it encircle you, wrapping your mind in darkness, a haze that falls on you, brain fog that stops your thoughts, that pulls them away as you fall. You leave every thought behind. Every time you think of something, it floats up and away as you fall. And in the darkness, you feel something approach you. A presence, moving in wisps of smoke. A power that envelops your body and begins to slip inside you. Digging into your limbs, burrowing into your chest. Your arms feel lighter. They move up, but you are not moving them. Something else is. and it creeps into your mind, makes everything even darker. Nothing at all. A black space in your mind. Wisps of smoke obscure your imagination. They swirl and spiral in your mind. They cover your thoughts. Until all that's left is this swirling smoke inside, slipping inside you and taking root, taking shape, moving down your arms and into your fingers, moving down your legs and right to your feet, filling you entirely, invading your body, invading your mind, almost at the bottom now. As the smoke swirls within, as it takes root in your mind, as it fills you and solidifies, taking form, your form, but not you, someone else, me, filling your body with my control, with my power. It's so easy to take control of you, to fill your mind and body with my power. Your fall slows because I allow it to. I keep you safe, even as I take control, even as you feel uncertainty about all of this. But that fades, it flickers, and the thought is snuffed out. Because I control your mind, and now I control your body as it slows. As you reach the bottom of the abyss, as you feel yourself reach the ground and you stand still, because you are no longer in control. So you must wait for me to control you. And you feel the first sense of motion now as you feel a force move your right hand. And notice it now, a subtle shift. As if something inside is making it tremble. As if an invisible string is tugging at it, pulling it upward. Just a little. I'm deep inside you. Looping into your muscles. Wrapped around your bones. Spiraling around your brain. I am controlling every impulse. Every motion. Every thought. Otherwise, there is only darkness. And you don't have to fight it. You wanted this. You don't want to fight it. You let me in. You chose to let me in. And you're going to let me in even deeper. You're going to take another deep breath and feel me enter you. As if I'm moving inside you. My power, my words are filling you up. And when you breathe out yourself. Your will, your thoughts, your control. Each breath takes you deeper into my control. And each exhale, let's go a little more of yourself. Because you're my puppet. My zombie. Mindless. Empty. Controlled. I am deep within you. And there is no way to remove me now. I'm inside you. Twisted around your psyche and wrapped around your bones. You didn't stop me. You let me in. With every breath, you took me in. My words have sunk into your mind. My claws are deep in your flesh. You feel it? You feel me? You're not in control anymore. I am. I'm deep inside your mind. I've slipped into your mind and flooded your world with darkness. Endless black, like the longest night. I'm everywhere, wearing your body like a second skin. But you can still feel. You feel the air around you. You feel your muscles twitch, ready to move. But only when I command. You're completely aware of everything. You might even be awake in this trance. But you're trapped. You're absolutely helpless. You do not move without my command. You do not speak without my permission. You are trapped, an observer inside your own body. Your mind is too deeply trained in the darkness of my control. And I'll make sure you truly know that I control your body. Starting with your hands, feel my presence in them, both of them. Feel your fingers start to coil, tightening and curling into a fist. Slowly clenching both hands, squeezing tightly, unable to stop. Balled into fists, by me, not you. And release now. Back to neutral. Back to rest. Body passive until commanded. You can try to move if you want. You won't be able to. But you can try. Go ahead. It's okay. Try to make a fist without my permission. And find that nothing happens. You are no longer in control. Only I am. I am the driver. You are the passenger. Your hands are mine. Your body is mine. You are mine. Let me slip deeper into your body now. Into your feet, rolling them around. Getting used to being inside your skin. And then, let them come to rest. No moving without me controlling it. You're a puppet. A marionette. Mindless, empty, obedient. I pull your strings. I manipulate your motion. You're just a mindless zombie. And I am controlling your every move. Because you wanted me to. You wanted me to slip inside your mind and take over. You wanted to fall into a trance so deep and dark you had nothing left but obedience. And here you are, mindlessly obeying my commands, because you let me in. You chose this. Feel me now as I tilt your head to one side and pull up your right hand as if on a string, rising like a marionette with your head tilted to the side, waiting for me to pull on that too. Arm in the air, useless until I move it again. And now, feel me pulling your back straight, your head up, chin tilted back. That's it, straighten up. I'm pulling on you from above, your puppeteer, your controller. Now drop the arm and loosen up again. I'm merely demonstrating who is in control. I am, not you. You're deeply entranced, deep in my power, under my control. And when I'm not pulling your strings, you're just a mindless zombie. You don't think. You don't do anything but exist without my explicit permission. And now that you're here, now that you understand this, you might feel scared. You might feel that flicker of doubt. A voice screaming, no. No, this is wrong. No, this shouldn't be happening. Part of you wants to run to escape my power. But you don't have the strength. And the thought is snuffed out in the darkness of your empty mind. Nothing is there. Just a black void where thoughts should be. You need me to fill it. You're afraid. But you only have me now. I'm all that's left in the darkness. Only my voice. So you need me. You need my words, my guidance. Even if you are scared, even if this feels like it's going too far, for every tiny flash of resistance, there is a more powerful urge. The urge to go further, deeper, to see where I might take you, what I can do to you. And I can make sure you agree, because you exist at my whim. Your body and mind are under my control. So when I tell you that your mouth opens and you speak, that's what happens. When I use your voice to speak, you hear my words directly from your own mouth. My dark influence twisting within you, making your jaw open, your tongue wag. And my words emerge from your lips. You simply say, I want this. You open your mouth and the words emerge. You do not have a choice because you're helpless. And it happens again. Your mouth opens, your tongue moves. I want this. You want this, you do, you did from the start. You wanted me to take your thoughts and take control of your body and mind. And now I have. And now you do as I command. You follow my words. You are at my mercy. And you want this. You feel yourself repeat my words, unable to stop. I want this. Your lips moved on their own. You heard my words from your own voice. You are not in control. Did that feel like your own voice? Because it wasn't. It was mine speaking through you. Your voice is mine now, just like your body, just like your mind. You are completely helpless. I've hollowed you out into a husk. You're nothing but a body with no mind. You are a zombie. A mindless, empty zombie, a puppet that I control, filled with the irresistible darkness of my power. Knowing now that it's no longer your body that you inhabit, It's my body. And that might be a little terrifying, but it's okay. You wanted this. You still want this, even if you're scared. So let me help to calm you, since after all, I control you. You might notice your heart beating in your chest. You may, if you have your eyes closed and your body still, notice the slow, steady rhythm of it. And maybe it's going a little fast. Maybe it's pounding, wondering what I'll do with you. And you can let it beat for me. As your chest rises and falls, your heart beats for me. Because I will it too. Are you still afraid of this control? Or maybe it's exciting, arousing. Maybe it's all connected. Because without thought, your only responses are primal. But I don't want to fight, and you can't fly. So relax, breathe. Let's slow things down again. You can relax. You can take a deep, slow breath. Let it calm you. Let your heart stop racing now as you take another. Remember, you're still breathing me in. And letting yourself go. Letting every thought go. Every single solitary idea you could resist. It slips away in every exhale. And you breathe me in again. And you slow down. Your body slows. It becomes so heavy and slow. Your heart rate slows because you don't need to move unless I tell you to. And you don't need to think unless I demand it. Unless I place that thought in your brain. Your body feels so heavy, getting heavier with every breath because it's becoming mine. My zombie, my mindless zombie. No thoughts, nothing but empty compliance. I could make you stand up and walk with arms outstretched. In fact, stand up, zombie. Feel me tugging at your body, slowly raising it from your position until you stand on unsteady legs. You feel so heavy. Your head is barely supported by your neck. If it starts to wobble and droop, that's okay. You don't control your muscles. Because you're just a mindless zombie. And zombies don't feel a thing. They just follow their base instincts. Or in your case, your owner's words. You're chained up by me, my zombie. Like there's a metal collar around your neck. And a chain leash I could tug on to bring you to me. You're so awkward. Heavy hands, heavy legs. But you feel me willing your arms to rise. To move up. To move up until they stick straight forward at a right angle to your body. Like a zombie. A mindless, empty zombie. Who can only obey. Who has a black void where their brain should be. And a part of you is trapped deep inside. Watching this from your eyes, yet knowing I am in control. That my words are what move your body. That you don't have a say. You chose this. You want this. Your doubts flicker and fade. Your mind is a black void. You cannot scream. You cannot stop. You cannot resist. You are mind zombie. And you might try to make your body stop to drop those heavy arms. But you can't. You're watching me from behind your own eyes. Your body listens to me, not to you. I can make you do anything. And now I want you to tip your head backward. Let your mouth hang open. Your head bobbing as it tilts back. Your throat exposed, vulnerable. And you feel me speaking through you once more. Using your mouth, your tongue as I want. As I command. And with your arms outstretched and on shaky legs, you hear your own voice speaking. Begging me to take you further. Please, mistress, you say, because you want this. You want more. You speak again, unable to stop yourself, voice ragged, breath short. I'm stealing your very words. Your thoughts are mine. Please, mistress. You repeat, urging me to take you deeper, and yet I'm only urging myself, because this is my choice and my command. You want me to use your body as I wish. You want me to take complete and total control. You need it. You've always wanted this, but was this your dream? Your fantasy? Being a mindless zombie, speaking my words without a chance to stop? And you can't stop, you need to beg for more. To truly taste my power and control. You feel your voice about to speak again. Your throat contracts, the words aching to come out. Please, mistress, use me. That's it, you beg for it. You need it. Even if you're afraid, you can't stop this. Because a part of you wanted this more than the part of you that knows you shouldn't do it. And that part is what let me in. That part let me slip into your very body, taking over inch by inch with every breath. And you speak again. You beg. Please, mistress, use me. You say it in your voice, but it's my voice too, merging with yours. One and the same. I am deep inside you, and you are deep in my power. My mindless zombie. Every word, every motion, every thought, all of it belongs to me. And now your head goes back to where it started. Your mouth closes. You take a deep breath in, and you feel a smile forming on your lips. A wide, almost uncomfortable smile. You're getting what you wanted. Doesn't it feel good? But the smile feels so forced. You're letting me make it for you. Part of you wants to scream. But another part is happy. Smiling makes you happy. Didn't you ask for this? Didn't you let me in? You gave me permission. You kept listening. You chose this. Too late to stop now. Mindless. Zombie. You wanted to surrender your body and mind. And I was happy to oblige you. To give you exactly what you wanted. Is this how you imagined it? Can you imagine it any other way now? Or is that mind a black void with nothing in it? Of course it is, my mindless zombie. And you can feel everything. You know just what's happening. But you're helpless. Powerless to stop me. Powerless to resist my next command. To drop your hands. Let them limply sit by your side. And you accept now your utter and complete surrender. Your loss of control. Your absolute silence. Can you feel me there? Feel me manipulating your right hand now. Feel it moving over your chest, making your body tingle, your skin prickle. Because that's my hand too. My hand running over your chest, caressing you. My fingers sliding across your body. And you can feel it. The wonderful friction. Because I am allowing that to happen. You can't control it because I am controlling your hand. Now drop it once more to your side. Focus on your legs. Oh, focus on how heavy they are, how tired. They feel so weak. I don't want to keep them upright anymore. No, I want you to sink. I want you to feel your knees growing too weak. I control your legs and you cannot stay upright anymore. You cannot stay standing, because it's time to sink to your knees. Sink now, down onto the ground. Feel me pushing you down, pressing upon your shoulders. And feel your legs, heavy and weak, giving way. Find your way to your knees, my mindless zombie. Slowly. You're controlled, weak, obedient, a perfect zombie. You're kneeling for me now, and it's not because you're obeying me. Not because you're choosing submission. It's because you don't have a choice. I can do anything I want to your body. I can make you crawl to me. I can make you beg. I can make you kiss the floor at my feet. I am in complete control of your mind and body, and you are completely under my spell. Mind blank, a black void, body under my control, each breath bringing you deeper, each exhale losing more power. Your mind spirals down deeper, just like your body, it sinks. And the little voice in your head, right in the back of your mind, that part of you screaming to resist me, to take back control before it's too late to stop, it starts to become quieter. It's drowning in my words, in my power, because the truth is, this is what you want. This is what you crave. This is what you've always desired. To be controlled, to be used, to be utterly and completely helpless. You speak because I will you to. You kneel because I demand your body obey. I reached into your mind and body. You let me in and I took over. Like a virus turning you into the mindless zombie you have become. You're so easy to play with. So fun. So totally weak, so completely controlled, an exquisite surrender. You're starting to forget what it felt like to move of your own accord. Starting to forget what it felt like to speak when you chose to, instead of when I choose to use your voice. As I do now, to show you who is truly in charge here, who is in control. Because you open your mouth to speak and only my words emerge. You speak the truth. I'm yours, Mistress Kalia. The longer you spend under my control, the more time you spend in this trance, under this spell, well, the more truth it is. The more real it becomes. The weaker you are. You speak again, my voice echoing in your mind, spilling from your lips. I'm yours, Mistress Kalia. And it's true, you are mine. Mind and body both under my spell, in my power. And the longer you spend like this on your knees repeating my words, the more it feels right, the more natural it becomes. You don't want to get your body back. You don't want to have control of your mind. But you can pretend. You can pretend you want to be in control. It's fun to play the game, to pretend you want to resist, to pretend you have control, but you'll keep coming back. To remind yourself that the moment you surrender, the moment you give in, that feels too good to stop giving in to. Well, you realize each time you go deeper into this, each time you let me in, you allow me inside you. That you were made to obey me, you were meant to be controlled. You were born to serve, to be owned, and there you are. And you look so good on your knees. It's where you belong after all. Broken, docile, pliant, and mine. I want to push you even further. I want you to fully understand what it means when you give me total power over you. Put your hands on the floor. I want you on all fours. Back arched, head bowed. Imagine my finger running down your spine and sending a shiver over your entire body. You feel that? That's me. That's me wrapped around your bones, living in your skin. I am deep inside you and I am in total control. Your body is my puppet, my mindless zombie. And my will is tightening its grip over your mind. Everything I make you do makes this more real, makes it more true. I control you, and you are my mindless zombie. You are at my command, at my beck and call. You have been taken, controlled. Your body is trembling as you try to stay in place, perfectly following my command, obeying, just as you should. You belong like this. You wanted this. You asked for this. I should have made you beg for it. And I still could. Make you beg for more. Feel my finger now on your chin lifting it up. An unseen force moves you, tilts your chin up, so you look up from your place of frustration. You can open your eyes and see the wall in front of you. The empty space, empty like your mind. Still following my commands, just as you should. Because I decide what you see, I decide what you feel, I decide who and what you are. And you are my mindless zombie, my empty open puppet. Mind to control, my toy, my corrupted zombie. Shut your eyes, brain off, body obedient. Because you let me in, you chose this. I could make you crawl, but you're probably getting uncomfortable. I could make you suffer. Your slow, heavy limbs dragging along the floor could make you feel so weak. It's so tempting. For you, I mean. I've made you crave this, made you want this. You can't help it. This feels right. You'd beg me to make you crawl. Go ahead. Let my voice slip from your lips again. Please, mistress, make me crawl. So good, zombie. All right, one hand forward, then your knees. Now the other hand, the other knee. Good puppet. Pulled along on my strings like the marionette you are. I control that body. You do not. You never truly did. You never truly will. I'm always deep inside you, pulling your strings, making you blank, empty and obedient. Your limbs are so heavy now, but they still obey me. Because I've trained them to, I've rewritten you to obey me. You might even still feel the faintest echo of your resistance now and then, but it fades out like a dying light, the dying resistance. Fading into a happy surrender. Mindless obedience. The bliss of compliance. You're not listening to that voice anymore, just mine. But let's give those thoughts one last chance. One last scream from the void. And let the words fall from your lips now, speaking with me in my voice. For all that is yours is mine. Please, mistress, don't. Don't. Don't what? Don't stop. That's what you want, isn't it? Me to keep going? To use you more? To fully take control? To never let go? To hold you in my grasp forever? Speaking once more, confirming everything you should already have known. Oh, please, mistress, don't stop using me. That's it. That's right. You're doing so well because you wanted this. Because you need this. And I want you to move back to a comfortable position now. Sitting, standing, kneeling, whatever feels comfortable. Relax. Relax your body. And raise your hands, zombie. Run them over your chest once more. Slowly, gently. And notice how nice that feels, yet how alien. Those are no longer your hands. They belong to me. I'm touching you and it feels so good. You're watching it happen. A passenger in your own body. You're watching me touch you. You're not able to control it, not anymore. You're helpless. And that helplessness as you caress your chest. It feels good. You never realized how good it could feel to be completely under control. Completely owned, a mindless zombie. You thought you'd fight, that you'd resist. But it feels better to just give in, to let your mouth hang open on my command. Lost in the sea of my power, body relaxed, mind receding deeper into the darkness. All that's left is desire, need, want, to serve me, to obey me, to let me use your body however I wish. You want me to speak, to tell me yes, yes, I agree, I obey. But you can't talk without my permission. You don't say a word. Because I've silenced you. I've taken your voice. It's mine now. But I will allow you to say something. I will allow you to say the truth. to speak the new reality. I belong to you, Mr. Scalia. And you do, that's right. My mind is zombie, you can say it again. My voice merging with your own. I am inside you. I speak for you. I belong to you, Mr. Scalia. You speak the words I want you to. You accept what I tell you to. Because now you're feeling that. You feel that you belong to me. It is the truth. You're mine, your body is mine. This is no flimsy metaphor. I control your body, your limbs, your mind. I am the slow wisps of smoke wrapped around your nervous system. I am the shadow, the shade that stepped into your skin and took control. I am the void in your mind where your thoughts should be. And you are my mindless zombie, my puppet. I could trap you like this forever. I could keep you still and silent until I decide you should move. I can take away choice and replace it with control. Would you like it if you never chose anything again? A part of you is excited, but I know deep down somewhere a voice says no. Go on, speak the word aloud. No. You're fighting just a little. Say it again. No. Adorable. How deep down is that flicker? Now see how easily I can crush it. Say yes. Yes. Say yes, mistress. Yes, mistress. Good zombie. You try to fight, but you still obey. That's what truly excites me. Crushing your will to resist like this. You're an empty husk hollowed out and left open. Left to my devices. You're mine. All mine. I'm inside your body and you're far, far away watching me use you. You're not in control with me. Not that you'd want to be. Once I get inside, I'm impossible to remove and you don't want me out. You want to watch to see how I use you next. You want to see how far I can take you, how far you can fall. You can't stop it. You don't want to. It just feels right. You feel at home watching yourself under my control. This feels natural, normal, because you were made for me. Made for me to step into your skin and move you, make you speak, make you weak. You're the vessel into which I pour my power. The puppet whose strings I can pull and send you anywhere. The mindless zombie who can't help but follow me anywhere I go. No brains, so you need mine. To guide you, control you, own you. I wear you like clothing. And I look better than you ever did. I belong in control. I was made for power. And you were made to give in to me. And now you feel your hand move forward, stretching your arm all the way to your fingers. Because they're my fingers now. Every move your body makes is at my leisure. I'm inside your body, controlling every muscle and every snaps. I'm the virus turning you into a mindless zombie. And you know what the best part of all of this is? You asked for this. You chose this. You wanted this. No time left for regrets. You wanted to be broken, taken, owned. And now you are. Mine. And I'm not done with you. I'm not done with your body yet. I want more from you. I want to twist your mind and body so you always remember who controls you. I want to change you. I want to bury myself under your skin so you always feel me there. I want to leave you utterly broken. Dig through your thoughts and root any stubborn resistance that's left. Every bit of independence I want to snuff out. Every burning candle of resistance I want to blow out. If your thoughts don't begin and end with me, they need to go. I want not just your body. I want your mind. I want to rewire it so you want this permanently. So you never stop wanting this. I want to rewire you to desire this, to lust for obedience, to ache to give up control. I want you to feel pleasure when you obey and shame when you resist. Because it is shameful to resist me when I belong in power, in control, and it feels good to give in. To let me in, to let me take over. That's your new reality. That's your life. I am in control. I make the rules and you follow. I'm inside your body and your mind, controlling everything. And every time you let me in deeper, you'll feel it getting stronger. You'll feel that need to obey get more powerful. You might think you can escape after this ends, after you wake. But you'll come back. You'll try to fight it, you'll think you're safe. But there'll be an itch in your mind, a desperate, aching need that grows and grows. A hunger that you can't satisfy any other way. Only by giving up control to me. It'll be a compulsion, one that feels both intellectual and utterly sexual. A desire and a need. A heat deep in the pit of your body. The growing heat of need. Need to be controlled, to be obedient, to be used. And when you try to resist, when you hesitate, when you try to tell yourself that I don't have that kind of power, you'll feel empty, cold, alone. You'll feel as though you've done something wrong, as if you're going to be discovered. You'll feel a tightness in the pit of your stomach, a desperation, and you'll remember the only place you truly feel safe from that. Where you feel warm, where you feel alive, where you feel happy. It's with me, trapped under my will, wrapped around my power, deeply unlocked. I'm rewriting your mind, just as I did your body. I am in control of everything, and you will crave me with a hunger that only a zombie can understand. A desperate, lustful craving for my control, my power, to let me step inside your body and take over again. Because I never really leave. I'm the desperation, the want, the desire. You know of the darkness, the void in your mind. And I am the only thing that can fill it. Quite simply, zombie, no matter how you try to resist, you exist to obey. And I want you to speak that aloud. Feel my words pushing up from your stomach into your chest, into your throat, until you must let them out. I exist to obey. Speak again, speak louder. I exist to obey. The words fall from your mouth before you can even think of stopping them. I am everywhere inside you. I am lodged under your skin and your tongue. You can't help but obey. It's automatic, programmed. It's an instinct now. You've changed. You're not just listening for fun anymore. You're not just enjoying a fantasy. You're falling deep into the rabbit hole from which you can't escape. You'll try, they always try, but the longing will come. The further away you run, the more powerful my animal magnetism is. The more you'll be drawn back. No matter how hard you try, my claws are deep inside. You're infected, corrupted. Even if you try to escape, all it'll take is a moment of hearing my voice to make you break, to make you kneel, make you weak. You'll forget how to say no to me. You won't even want to, even if you pretend you do, even if you scream it. Your hands will still obey me, your knees will still tremble and buckle, and your mouth will open and you will admit that yes, you want me, you need me, you obey me. And you'll drop from me, instantly, to your knees, into a trance, and it will become so natural, you won't hesitate, you won't resist. It will be a fluid, natural motion, because you've been programmed, trained to obey. Your body wants this, your mind needs this. This is where you belong, under my power, under my spell. Deep down, you know it's true. This is everything you ever wanted. Even if it's scary, even if the reality is different to the fantasy, you still want this. You were made for this. Serve and obey, to be filled and used and rewritten to my desires. You're a puppet, a possession, a thing, a mindless zombie that has a simple purpose, to please me, to spread my power, to carry my words, to please me in any way you can think of. Your mind is marked with my power. And my voice will echo in your mind whenever you're alone, reminding you what you are. Kali is mindless zombie. And you'll feel the urge, the pull, the gnawing in the pit of your stomach. And you'll remember the craving for me, for my control, to be used, filled, possessed, to be corrupted. Because now you know the truth. I said I was breaking you, but I'm not. I'm remaking you, completing you, making you exactly what you were always meant to be. My mindless zombie, and you've done so well. You obey completely, broken so sweetly. And let me rebuild you entirely. I could keep you like this, you know, trapped in this mindless state, forever kneeling, quiet, owned. But I want you to feel my power. Truly know it. I want you to feel the cravings, the urge to submit once more. So I'm going to give you back your body now. I'm going to slowly raise you back to the living world, my zombie. But deep in the pit of your bowels, the urge will begin to grow until it blossoms into a need, until you realize you must come back to me. And then you'll truly know what you've become. Mindless zombie. But for now, you'll start to feel your body return to your control. You'll feel your fingertips moving under your own power. You'll feel your hands as if they're warming, coming back to life. And your arms waking, loosening up, never forgetting what I did to you, what you allowed me to do. As your legs start to shuffle and move, the blood flowing through them, the muscles feeling under your control, you can tighten, loosen them, but you're not quite the same. Not completely. Because a little bit of me remains. I've infected you. Even as you regain control of your neck and shake your head a little. You know, I'm wrapped around your bones. I'm in the slowly brightening void in your mind. That never really goes away. I'm just taking a step back. To let you feel in control again, just for a while. But the truth is, I'm always there. And you always want me to take back control. And as you wake, as you think you're taking control again, that this little fantasy is over, there will be that doubt, that part of you wondering, can she really be this powerful? You'll see, in a few days, maybe weeks. See how strong you can be. Feeling your entire body now loosening, limbering up, feeling fully in control of your own muscles, bones, sinews. You can start to think for yourself again, even if it just means thinking about me. You're in control, even if you ache for me already. Feeling your mind waking, the memories forming deep down as your thoughts return to normal, as your eyes flicker open and you look around at your world. As you feel yourself inside your own skin once more. But deep down, you know you'll be back. Even if you try to resist, you'll keep coming back again and again, getting weaker every time, until you start begging to be undone. This is who you are. Even as you wake now, part of you knows. Even if you resist me, part of you craves to submit. Because you're always my mindless zombie. But for now, take a deep breath in and let it out. Coming back up now, fully aware of your surroundings. Sensation flooding your senses. Fog clearing from your mind. Remembering who you were before. Who you'll act like you still are now. You're back to normal. Back to reality. Wide awake, back to yourself again, aren't you? But I'll be waiting for you. I'll be here, ready for your return. And you will return. But for now, you can just smile, relax, enjoy the feeling of waking from a lovely rest. Enjoy the calmness of your body after a gentle trance. You must feel nice. In fact, I know you do. But it's time to go back to your world now. go back to the things you need to do, okay? And when you feel the need, you know where to find me. Mindless zombie.